This Christmas, make it an Internet Tommy Christmas.
Silent night, oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the new... I can't sing the songs while there's the other song playing in the background. I can't. How am I going to do my Christmas ad?
Tom.
What?
You're doing fine.
I was supposed to sing a cappella. I wasn't supposed to have a piano.
Because you didn't pay the licensing.
I don't know.
All right. You want to try again?
Yeah, try it without the music. Okay. Introduce me and now the Internet Tommy Christmas album.
This Christmas, make it an Internet Tommy Christmas.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Uh-huh.
In the, what is it, in the lane? In the lane. Oh, God damn it. Oh, now I can't say that. We can't use that.
No, that's not very Christmassy.
I'm not ready to do my Christmas album. No, this is totally, you made me late already.
Not enough eggnog?
You're fine. Sing that song your mom likes so bad.
Okay. Right.
You want the intro?
No, I'll do it a cappella.
We'll edit it.
All right.
Okay.
She was coming around the corner doing 90.
Wait a minute.
When the chain on the motorcycle broke.
I don't think.
She was laying in the grass with the kickstand up her
ass. Tommy!
Oh. That's not in the spirit of the season.
How could you possibly think that was right?
I don't know. Yes, what, Tommy? Menasha?
What about the dreidel song I taught you?
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. This will be good.
This will be good.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, we're only going to charge you $9.99.
And listen to The Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
I'm Lieutenant Frank Drebin, police squad.
You'd better tell the captain we've got to land as soon as we can. This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
I'm sorry I can't hear you. Don't fire the gun while you're talking.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Surely there must be something you can do.
I'm doing everything I can. And stop calling me Shirley.
Coming to you live from Michael Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's The Michael Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Billy Suter.
I don't know why that just popped into my head.
What is this song? Glass Tiger.
Don't forget me when I'm gone. Exactly.
This is for Leslie, Mike.
Oh, for Leslie Nielsen. Very good. That's good. Very nice.
Very nice.
Yes, Officer Drebin. Frank Drebin.
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 D-R-E-B-I-N.
Drebin.
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 Yes. Frank Drebin.
Officer Frank Drebin. Right. Police squad.
Enjoy it across America on stations like Iowa's 1630, KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Monday, November 29, 2010, and we are over 4 million downloads and rising.
Yeah.
How about that? Rising. Not rising fast enough for my liking. I'd like you to tell your neighbors, tell your friends, and I don't know how many we have. We're over 4 million downloads. I'd like to be 6 million by my birthday.
That's a nice number.
And when is that again?
June 22nd,
right.
2011.
So recruit That's some fair. Newbies.
Yes, go ahead and get us some newbies. Our show today is brought to you by Man Greats. You love them. I love the banner ad on our webpage.
Yeah, right. With you in the Santa hat, right?
I like me in a Santa hat. I don't know. That's ego that I just kind of sit there. You know you've got an ego when you click on it and you go, hee.
Do you remember that photo
Are you designing
shoot?
Those, Oscar?
Myself and our friend Brian Crane. We got our heads together and I said, I said, what would Mike like on his banner on the website? And then we looked at each other. Mike would like Mike on his banner on the website.
I like it when it says O'Mara tested.
You make a good Santa.
It's yeah, very nice.
Was that a photo shoot or is that a Photoshop dealie?
It's a Photoshop dealie. It's the same goddamn picture that I use for everything.
I know. I just thought I'd point that out.
You look great, though.
Listen, let me tell you something about Mangrates, ladies and
How's
gentlemen.
That?
He doesn't want the usual boring stuff. He wants something molded from 100% American-made cast iron. He wants Mangrates, a grill enhancement system starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling, and it comes with the best grill brush ever. Really? I know we don't talk enough about the grill brush, but it's one of my favorite things.
How do they do it?
It's a fantastic.
I use it to wash my back.
Yeah, that's why Rob is constantly bleeding through his shirt.
But never been cleaner.
Now available in quantities from 1 to 4, Mangrates. Click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's a good
gift.
And
if you want to see my nice little Santa picture, that's on our website, MikeOMaraShow.com, and you can check that out and get your Mangrates. Get them for Dad for Christmas. Well, here we are, and we are smack dab in the middle of it. It is Cyber Effing Monday.
Did you buy anything today?
No, I did not. I have not purchased anything, but I went through our website to Amazon and just checked out what the specials were, and now I know what it's all about because I was confused. I'm like, well, you can shop online any day. So what they do today as far as Cyber Monday...
Doorbuster savings,
but
Mike.
They do the little thing where there's... Do they all do like the countdowns where this is going to be on sale in an hour and a half?
Well, I know Amazon does.
But is that what Cyber Monday is supposed to be? That you're only going to get these deals
today.
This particular
day? Right. It's Black Friday on the internet.
Right. Exactly.
It's the same thing.
All right. I looked at it and yes, there's some interesting stuff up there and it's the big deal. I still, in the back of my mind, think in a way we are brainwashed into Black Friday.
Of course we are.
Brainwashed into Cyber Monday.
Well, Mike, you were snookered in by the countdown. The countdown means nothing.
I know.
It's and here you are talking about it.
Well, but it was because when I, you know what, though? It's smart because when I see a countdown, I'm like,
urgency. What's the rule? Create urgency.
So I should be waiting, and they talk about uploading your information and having it ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go ping, ping, boom.
Right.
Ping, zang, boom, bang.
If you're listening to this podcast, Mangrates will go on sale in 15 minutes.
No matter what time you're listening.
I should have waited. I made a big purchase through Amazon yesterday, and maybe today I could have gotten a countdown.
Yeah. You never know.
Carrie, turn this. Well, no one in my family listens.
Right.
I bought the kids a Kinect.
It's like a Wii, but for the Xbox.
Oh, cool. I've seen that.
And it's apparently much, much better than the Wii.
Is that the thing where you can actually use your body?
Yes. Yeah. Apparently, Mike, it's the game where you turn into an Asian dancer.
You know, Mike, I sent Buzz the story. I don't know if you've got it in your news or not, about the
not
guy
today.
Playing it.
Yeah.
Can I tell it?
Sure, go ahead.
There's a guy who was playing that Kinect game system.
You can actually use your hands to...
You use your whole body.
It's got
cameras that are looking at your body
motion
and following
capture,
your motions.
So in that way, it's got a lot on the Wii.
Right. Yeah, it does. Right. But this guy decided to play it one morning butt naked.
Naked.
And he played and, you know, had a great time. Then all of a sudden, he realized that what this game system does is posts pictures, action shots, on their public website.
Oh no!
So all of a sudden, there are naked pictures all over.
So they when you use that. So obviously, he was playing
a
version
set
of
set that way.
He was, yes, he, but he didn't realize the setting was that way.
So you can turn it off.
So you can open that up so the world can see you.
Yeah, and he decided to do it naked, which I don't understand why you would play it naked anyway.
He had a third ping pong paddle.
Yes,
I don't even play Xbox Live. I'm not afraid of it. I'm
right.
afraid of opening up the portal.
Yeah, so, you don't want them in.
I play Call of Duty Black Ops, which I'm playing right now, and I play it with my daughter, split screen. I do not go anywhere near. I don't want to play with some other ass.
Well, you're in a lose-lose situation, because what you're going to get online, unless you have friends that you can give your screen name to, is either little kids, or if you're, God forbid, your daughter gets on, you get all, a whole bunch of horny little kids, because they're excited that a girl's playing, and they're like, what's your screen name?
I don't want to go near it.
Yeah, I came upstairs.
Don't even hook it up. It's a lose-lose situation.
I came upstairs yesterday, and I heard Robert's friend Bill's voice coming from my television.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I said, what?
He's playing it live?
They're playing Halo.
and live across the street.
Yeah, and I mean, and I said, you know, Jabril could come here and right. play the game. And my son says, no, Dad, you don't understand. And I love when an 8-year-old says that. Dad, you don't understand. Jabril's not here. He's playing the game. I said, yes, I get this.
Right.
But he could come here and play. But it's he does the live only with a select, like maybe 4 friends.
Good. Yeah, they've got their little clan.
Don't
yeah.
you think, though, seriously, that it is kind of, there's a difference between, like, Facebook. I mean, I have 5,000, 10,000, whatever on Facebook. People that I'll have lovely conversations with.
Sure, right.
But I'm doing it with a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's just something about having a headset, and there's that portal that they can reach into your life.
It's
and
a safe distance.
It scares
Facebook,
me, and yeah. I suppose you could have a lot more fun with these games if you do play Xbox Live.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a lot more fun, but it's also time-consuming. There's no greater joy than to, whether you're playing Halo, Madden Football, or even Black Ops, and you've got your crew together, and you go right. against another crew, mm-hmm. and then you realize that you've won, and then one of the little kids, because sometimes people don't talk on it, because right. they're just like one-word answers,
right.
you hear their mom yelling, "Scott! Yeah. Oh man, I gotta go. Mom's pissed at me," or something like that.
Kind of waters down the triumph.
Yeah,
after
you sit there, you're like, I was so excited to beat this kid's ass, and I thought he was at least 18.
I'd still be
no chance because they're all little kids for the yeah. most part.
Wow. I do. I tell you, I have gotten the feedback about Call of Duty Black Ops, and I've gotten the feedback that it sucks from a lot of people. I will tell you, I'm enjoying it well enough. It's got enough speed that I dig it. What's the knock on it? Have you gotten any feedback
on
it?
Well, this is I'm not a big Call of Duty fan, so I can't speak.
There are people that are. That's what I like. I like first person shooters.
Duty. I know there are people out there that don't like it because what these purists talk about, and again, I just know because I had to get a bunch of copies for some friends.
Okay, I'm curious.
The purists talk about how these games come out. And it's so hard to reinvent the game itself because all it is just a different setting, different scenery.
Yeah, that's true.
But the players want different options. So you're looking for different weapons, different vehicles.
They want different black options.
And if it's not good enough for you, then you're always going to knock it.
You know, that is true.
Because you're looking for the next level, and there's only so much you can do.
There are only so many guys you can shoot and pull the trigger.
Yes.
Like, for example, I don't know whether it's Call of Duty or whether it's not, but there's one point in the game where I'm shooting my rifle at the Germans and stuff like that, and there's an opportunity that I have to run up on top of a building and get an anti-aircraft gun and start
yes.
shooting at planes coming in.
Yes.
And it's a big deal.
Uh-huh.
It's a big deal for me.
It sounds like a big
but
deal.
But now, see, that makes total sense to me. Maybe that's why they don't like it, because it's really just a rehash of what they've been
and
done
there's
before.
Something else that I need to say about it.
What's that?
It's the first game that I won't let Robert buy.
Really?
This one's too violent.
It is violent. You know why?
And I've let him play Call of Duties before.
Okay, let me tell you.
But this is one that we've said, no, sir.
All right, you know Goodfellas?
I do.
The scene with the, is it the hairpiece guy?
Yeah.
Where they kill him that way?
Yeah.
Well, this the one murder that I've done that is the knife in the
back.
Right in that part. It's like a little hook knife that you go, and you hear the... Like that, and then he twists it around, and then the guy goes down, and he gurgles a little bit.
Oh, I will encourage my progeny to continue with Castle Crashers.
Yeah, that's much better.
But you're the beauty of playing online, if you do desire in the long run, is having the right crew of people to play with. If you go online and you're playing with a great unwashed, you can actually do this on Facebook if you'd like with a select few.
Right.
Because there's enough people that have this game, millions and millions of people have bought this game, that you can actually go on there, create a screen name, just give it to select few, kind of like what Don used to do when he used to play Madden.
Right. When I would hear Don talk about that, though, I just that's what scared me. I didn't want to
like
go.
It.
I didn't want to go near it.
Okay.
Right. I just felt like they could figure you out. You know, and all of a sudden, like, you'd be sitting there and I'd be like, you get done playing Xbox all night long, and then be like,
"Hi, I thought I'd come by."
You know, just had nightmares about that.
Thanks for the bayonet, mister.
I will say your propensity to play these games is really with the time you have to enjoy them and really get good at them.
Right.
Because if you get in a setting where you are with, whether they are colleagues, friends, randos, whoever you'd like, you are measured by the number of kills you have if you're in a first-person shooter.
I'm not interested in that.
And
I am fine with just playing the game and rolling through it.
You're almost enamored yet hurt by the things, the slurs, the names, anything you are called, if you're the low man on the pole, because at the end of the game, it shows your scoreboard. Right. Who has the most kills? Who has the most achievements?
Never got that serious.
No, but if you're on the bottom ring, if you're last two tiers, say there's five on each side, they will murder you. See, and there's nothing worse than being murdered on a game that really doesn't mean anything and doesn't have any value. But for some reason inside, it's the same feeling as getting picked last in gym. Where you're sitting there.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, I don't need to revisit that.
And you're
that.
Like, oh, man. And you swear the next round you're going to do better.
I don't care about it. Yeah, see, down. Mike doesn't care about the number of kills. It's the quality of the kills.
The quality of the kills.
The creativity of the kills.
No, and I'll be honest. Okay, if we really pull back the curtain here. I don't care about any of that crap. Okay. That's why, you know, Xbox Live has never been for me. Don't need it. Don't require it. Don't stay with these games long enough to develop any amount of skill. I don't really care about it. What I care about is just playing the game, getting through it, finishing up.
Winning.
And it's kind of like reading a book to me. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going through it. You get to the end of the story.
The story unfolds.
So I could care less about whether I have a skill level. I play almost all my games.
You play it for the articles.
I play almost all of it on the beginner
level.
Level, and I just get through it, that's it. And then I have a yard.
Uh-huh.
I feel like such an idiot the way I'm talking about. I have a yard sale, and then I sell them for $5. Games that I spent $59 on.
It makes perfect sense.
Yes, it's totally logical.
This is Mike's business model.
But I do have moments because I like first-person shooters.
Uh-huh. Yes.
There are a lot of aspects of I've discussed this on radio shows before, Rob, that you've been and Buzz have been a party to. But the fact is I have a little sadistic streak in
a
me.
Little, sure.
A little, yes. Yeah, yeah. Like you know, Carla caught me one time on the computer, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was looking at Nazi executions.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. Yeah.
Not Nazis executing, Nazis getting executed.
Yeah, actual
right.
Footage.
Just love
well, that
me.
That makes it better.
I love me. It does. I love me seeing those Germans in front of a firing squad. There's something there. But she saw me. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm just watching some Nazis get executed."
Oh, hi, honey. I'm just wallowing in righteousness.
At least
really,
it's not porn.
That's not really what... It's not porn.
Yeah.
But one of the
However,
other things...
However... No, I'm kidding.
One of the things... one of the things I did on Call of Duty Black Ops is like I shoot the guy and he goes down and he's dead. And then as I'm walking by, I shot him in the face like four times.
Ah. There's nothing sweeter.
Because it kind of goes that like, yeah, makes yeah. A, no, that wasn't a, that's a little sick.
But there is nothing sweeter than a headshot on any first person shooter. If you get a headshot on somebody,
I believe
and
there are many things that are sweeter than that. The laugh of a child.
The laugh of Probably a child. Right.
The rise of the sun.
It's so weird. It's just such a strange world.
Do you think it keeps you sane? Do you think it helps?
My theory on that is the same as going to any movie, okay? Mm-hmm. They talk about, like, for example, the Columbine kids that go out, and they were influenced by this music and this and this and this. Look, if you've got that chip within you and you're programmed
That's
to go out
what
and do
it
something,
is.
Yeah, you know,
something
you can blame everything.
It's not the game. It's not the movie.
You know, no, I don't think it keeps me sane. I think I am sane, and I play this game, and it's an escape, just like reading a good book or watching a good movie would be an escape. And it's downtime. I mean, it's great, and it keeps me out of casinos. Okay. So that's it. Yes, that's good.
Here, here.
That's it. I mean, I didn't
just
go to a casino.
Just not all the time.
Good. Thanksgiving's like the I start to twitch.
The siren call.
I start to twitch all over because I just want to. I want to see
noise?
Those bells and whistles. Yeah. I really do.
How was?
I want to go today. What?
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fantastic. It was delightful. It was was wonderful and a home run. We're going to get to all of our Thanksgivings in just a second. But these games are just a wonderful diversion.
Yeah.
And the technology gets better and better
it's pretty
and
amazing.
More realistic. Mm-hmm. The facial expressions, which used to be just guys going, mah. You know, now they have like nuances and they look like real people.
Subtleties,
and the hairs are very scary.
I like that your vice is gambling and it keeps you away from gambling because I have probably three or four friends that they're married now and all they do is play games on the weekends and they don't even go out. There's
such
no going
guy,
out. There's no nothing.
Such a man.
And
thing.
It is. I was this weekend I was over a good friend's house. He just had his firstborn and he's like 6 months and you know it's just that time
it's
I guess when you have,
have a child.
Your first child
yeah, that's the kid's age
how's that
thank you
when you just stay in you're watching the kid I guess that's what you do And he said, he goes, the only thing I have is these games. He goes, I told my wife that I'm into two things. I'm into video games and I'm into strange. Strange being new women and new vagina.
Stink.
And he says.
He likes to bone.
He says.
Mike. He likes to bone
and
women.
And he says, he looked at his wife. He said, we are married now. And we have a child. So all I have is video games.
Well, that's nice.
So,
at least he's not saying he's got both.
Yeah. So he goes, so he said to her, and I'm sitting there with like a beer in my hand watching this little kid in like a little playpen. He's like, right, baby? All I got is my video games. He like cheers. He's like, so you know what to do when I'm playing.
We have,
don't mess with me.
We are all toddlers, and we all have to have our little diversions. We all have to
I
have
know,
it.
However, a video game this guy would love, if we could have a video game about acquiring strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you joke?
There
you
is one.
What is it?
Well, it was an old thing, and it's come back. It's called
Leisure Suit Larry.
I used to play it on the PC.
Please to explain.
It's about a guy who's basically his quest is to get laid as much as possible.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have the cyber doing it?
Well, I think nowadays it's gotten to
when
that
I
point.
First
now
played it, it was on the screen that was just green. Remember when computers used to have green screen?
Pong.
That's how old that game is.
Wow.
But they brought it back. I'd love to see where they went with it.
Yeah, I haven't seen the latest version, but I'm going to actually go get
if
that.
If you got
so you
laid in
it.
Leisure Suit Larry, you would see, and you were, at that point, I might have been 11. My brother was 14.
Oh,
and I saw
God.
A rack on the computer screen. And right now, I'd punch it in the face if I saw it. But then, I wanted to punch something else.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to punch the clown.
Well, I remember one of the quests is you find this girl. She's a prostitute.
Yeah.
You sleep with her. If you forgot to find the condom and you sleep with her, you end up dying of a disease.
Right.
Oh, my
it. Your
God.
Your game's over.
And so they've reprised it?
Yes.
So
yes.
Leisure Suit Larry is available like on your computer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Well then. I'll get some information for
you. Oh, please do.
You can bang on The Sims too, I think.
And Mark, just like we were having our meeting earlier, another sponsorship opportunity.
There you go.
Exactly.
Fantastic idea. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a little round table about a gift I received for Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
That is making some headlines on TMZ and other places. I happen to have it in my hot little hand. And for you streamers out there, how many we got right now, RJ?
116.
All right, see, it's Monday after week. Thanksgiving. Yeah. Everybody's bleh.
Yeah, work.
Tell your neighbors, tell your friends. You better get on Ustream because I'm going to be showing you this thing. I want to involve you in the discussion as well. In fact, you guys can, you know, basically tell me what the texters are saying about this. So we'll come back and discuss that right after this.
My Lord.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by the all-new Raw 2. The new Raw shows feature captivating adult star Carmen Hart, the drunken broadcasting you know and love.
You know.
You know. You know, it's no secret we're going to be taping these shows this week.
Right.
And I'll get to that after that. But we'll have surprise guests in a holiday party to remember. The first show goes up December 26th, but you can pre-order now. And remember, the Raw shows are included when you buy our 2011 VIP Goodest Package.
Yes.
With VIPers getting their first episode 2 days early. Mm. Pre-order Raw 2 now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
And it's on sale right now.
It's on sale right
Cyber
now?
Cyber Monday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Did you just discount it like a dollar?
Well, yeah, you know, a little more than that.
It's a percentage.
It's a percentage.
It's coming out of Mark's base.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. On Friday, we are going to be doing 4 shows, ladies and gentlemen.
How about that? That's a new record.
Or
for
as
us.
We used to say in the old days, we're doing a show.
We're doing a show.
Right.
We're doing 4 shows, 4 individual shows for your entertainment. Our first one will be our regular Friday broadcast.
Right.
And then the next one will be our bonus hour.
Okay.
Followed by the Raw 1 and Raw 2. The last 2 hours are going to be, I would recommend listening to these 2 hours.
I think so.
Because what it is starting at 10:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. we will begin our Christmas party, our unofficial Christmas party, and everything that that entails. And our Christmas party is going to be the loudest, most obnoxious, drunkest Christmas party you've ever heard.
If we don't pass out.
No passing out is allowed.
No.
In fact, I'm the one that's just going to continuously remind myself, pacing.
Right.
Like, the way I want it to work is that at the conclusion of that fourth hour, I'm going to tell you all to go home, and I'm going to go to bed.
That sounds right.
And if I don't do it that way, I haven't done it well.
I think you're...
Now, you know, Oscar, I say that, but at the same time, I won't do that.
No.
Everybody, come on out of the soundboard.
I think the pacing, if you can pace it properly, Mike, the last sound on the last moment of the last Raw show will be the gurgle of vomit.
All right, everybody, thank you for joining us for the second Raw. No, don't want to do that. No. Don't want
to
vomit.
But we'll be a little tipsy by the time we get to the Raw shows.
It'll be fantastic. Yeah. We're doing all these on Friday, right. So it's going to be a very interesting day. We've got people coming. My rule is there are no rules.
Excellent.
There are no rules.
You're the craziest disc jockey I've ever met.
There are no rules. Everybody's invited. I mean, wives, nice. Girlfriends, it doesn't matter. Bring everybody. Both. It's going to be hookers, Russian hookers, Asian hookers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Bring everybody. Bring dogs, cats. Cats, parakeets. I don't give a rat's ass. I seriously look forward to everybody bringing everything.
Wonderful.
Bringing gifts. We're going to have our secret Santa.
That's right.
God knows when we're going to open that up, but it's going to be in one of the Raw shows.
Right?
Sure.
Because we know how to sell.
Exactly.
We don't want to give it all away. No. So that's coming up on Friday. It's going to be a marathon show on Friday. And stay healthy, my friend.
I will.
All right.
Doing
this
well.
Is, my buddy, and he will go nameless. But he came over to my house for Thanksgiving, and
is he an audio engineer, this buddy?
No, he's not. No, he's another. He's a musician.
Okay.
All right.
Paul?
Stop!
Oh, I didn't say
stop.
It!
Stop! Who said that?
Bolivian said it.
Stop it, damn it. I don't want to throw him under the bus, although he gave me what some might call a racist gift. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the Ustreamers. How many do we have on there right now?
125.
125? Oh. You mean I only got 10 more by doing that shill? For God's sakes, here it is. It is the Chia Obama.
Now that's
gosh,
wonderful.
It looks just like him.
the Chia Obama. Now, I have not been on TMZ, but I hear that there is a bit of a controversy.
I would think so.
I don't want a controversy, but there is a controversy concerning this product as to whether or not it is racist. I am not ready to pass judgment on that. I am ready to have a discussion about that. Mm-hmm. And, as we have the discussion, I thought, really, if people are really put off by this,
right.
I don't think they should be, and I voted for Barack Obama.
Right.
It's my opinion that, the Chia universe has so many different things in it.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Ch-ch-ch-chia,
that's
Pat.
The jingle, yeah.
But I thought that I would open it up because I thought this would be a lovely item to have in our studio.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. I always love to see stuff growing.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, most Americans think it's racist, right? They think it's racist.
I'm not sure what the polling numbers are. RJ,
I've seen them.
I saw it yesterday. Really?
Right. I saw it yesterday.
They think it's racist?
Most Americans think it's racist.
They think it's racist.
Mistaken.
Why? Because he's going to have a fro
unless
when
the
herbs start.
Unless the voting has changed since yesterday afternoon, which could have been.
On the side, it says Chia Obama Special Edition.
Right. Oh, you got the special
and
one.
And it says, yes, you can grow them both. And there, what you have here is this is the Chia Obama determined.
Yes,
where you see that he is not scowling, but he's very serious. Uh-huh. And then there's the Chia Obama happy.
Uh-huh.
We and have you a happy see him one. Small,
so do you have two different heads in there?
And no, I don't think so. I think I've got one.
The happy one.
You can get the happy one or the scowl.
I'm sure they meant it as a compliment.
But Mr. Left of Left, I mean, tell me, what do you think?
It looks nothing like him. He never wears his hair that long, and
it's
just
anymore.
A dumb product. But, let's whip it out and watch it grow.
Well, I think...
As I
that's,
always say.
And I'm, I really think... I voted for Barack Obama. I don't know whether...
These products are going to be... What are you going to
do? I'm not an African-American.
You can't stop these
what?
Things.
So I will tell you, I don't know. I mean, there are lots of things that I think people should be sensitive about. I'm not quite sure... and it says Barack Obama, 44th president of the United States.
I think
yes, we can on the side.
My initial thought is it's a wonderful tribute.
Okay.
Look on the bottom, made in Kenya.
Because shocker.
No.
Shocker that he feels
out
this
of
way.
Almost 100,000 votes on TMZ.com. Yes. We're at 91,000 some change. Almost 100 by the day's end.
Good.
88% of Americans or whoever's on TMZ.com vote that the Chia Obama is not racist.
Really? 88%.
Yes.
That means we grow it.
Yes.
Right thinking Americans all.
And are you ready for the final problem?
China,
here?
Really?
Made in China.
Of course.
No.
Of course.
Are you sure it's just not made out of China?
I can't tell you, Rob. we're very happy.
Why would you think it's racist? Is it because the afro that grows out of his
head? I would
say
so. That kind of looks
you
know.
It's not terrible.
That's like a 70s fro that he's got if you look at the way it grows.
He probably had that
but
in
you
the
70s. But you can trim it down to make it look lifelike if you'd like.
Yeah, well, obviously Mike would know about getting a nice close haircut.
Another treat for you, streamer.
My haircut. I got them all cut.
That's right.
There's a story behind that.
How are things with Nurse Ratched?
I tell you, no, Ping Muck Lau, who I went to see. Jesus Christ.
I walk in. One look, all the way around?
First of all, Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend, not the optimal time to go get a haircut.
No, probably
not. With all the, you know, the slow-witted Manassites in there that are doing that, you know, going, haircut, So I went in there, and my lady, who normally does it, you know, suck me do.
Wow, she is very good, I hear.
She is, I'm sorry, Ping Muck Luke. She's over, she's cutting someone else's hair. Obviously, but they brought a new guy in, her cousin.
I see.
And I sit down in the
long
chair.
Long duck dong?
Long dick dong tao. And I say to him, I would like it short on the sides, a little shorter than normal. Keep the length on top and keep the length in the back. And he goes, And then holds up his finger like this and goes about an inch apart and goes, Dibati?
Do you think he was insulting you?
Whatever. Maybe he was talking about my penis
size. You
thought
maybe he was saying take a little off.
Right.
So, he went to it, and before you could say Phnom Penh, I'm doing this stick, and I'm holding Obama's chin.
You looked like the Obama chin.
Welcome to Racial 101. Here we go. No. Profiling 101.
I think you're doing great, Mike.
But the fact is, before I could say Lee Duck Tao, I had no hair at all.
Yeah,
it was gone. And my regular Asian hair cutter, she walked by me, and she kind of was like, and I'm like, yes, yeah, I just got effed.
You boned
Thank
me.
You.
Did you realize it as it was
happening?
Yeah,
I didn't care. I wanted it. Sometimes I like to chop all my hair off.
Well, it's also low maintenance.
It's very low maintenance,
just
and I like
back,
doing
it. Wasn't that long ago, Mike, that I had short hair and you had long hair.
I know. How times have changed.
They have.
I've got a quick question. As far as Obama's concerned, he doesn't get a piece of this at all.
No,
just because
not at
he's
all.
A public figure, right?
He should be able to.
But he does not.
The box contains handmade Obama planter. Chia seed packet for three plantings.
That's right.
Convenient plastic drip tray and planting and care instructions sheet. Okay.
What's the retail on this?
Oh,
anybody
my
know?
God. I'm not sure.
I bet it's $14.99.
It's got to be cheap. Oh, I bet it's not that much. He wouldn't have spent that much, would he? He's a cheap F.
That's right.
Well, the reason why I ask is if this is made in China, that's probably cost the and you
pennies.
Know, yeah, no, I would say maybe a dollar or two to make.
Where's the intern?
She's amazing.
Do we have an intern here?
We should.
Who's working today?
Oh, they were both here. Let me go.
All right, bring
them
both. You
know, we
should
ask them if they think it's racist.
Oh, you can ask
you know, frankly, yes, you know? We do have a black
ask
intern.
JB.
Let's ask. What's his name?
JB.
Let's ask JB.
Mm-hmm. Let's
is it really JB?
Let's
well,
ask
that's what
the
we shortened it to. Jabbar, I believe.
Is it really?
Yeah, but we call him JB for short.
It's not what I call him.
Mighty, what are you, Mike? We do have a black intern. Let's
we do.
Here.
We do. We don't discriminate on this show.
Coming up on the show, Latinos and Jews.
And you know what? It's really not, as I look at this, Barack, it's really not that racist because if you look, it's the color.
What?
They've left for the day.
Oh, man, that crazy work ethic. All right, just that's a joke. Please don't laugh, for God's sake.
Was it racial?
I didn't mean that. Yes, yes, anyway.
It's crazy when you look at it. Even though it looks like Obama, it's got the color of John Boehner.
It's kind of orange.
So, yeah.
So it says, here's what you have to do. Soak your chia planter in water for 1 hour. In a separate container, mix 2 teaspoons of chia seeds.
And what is a chia?
It's Obama seeds.
And 1/4 cup of water. Allow to sit for one hour.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of labor intensive
That's right.
crap.
1 hour a day is about all I got.
Stirring mixture occasionally to moisten seeds. The seeds will form a gel-like paste.
Nice.
Which will help the seeds adhere to your chia planter.
Mm-hmm.
Fill the chia planter with water and place in drip tray provided.
You have the drip tray, Mike?
Fill chia plant.
It probably comes. No? It says provided. It's
where
probably
the
in the
box.
I would assume it is.
Well, there's a hole in the top of his head. I guess that's where you would fill it.
Yeah. Ah, there it is.
That would come in handy if it was a chia Lincoln.
Is this the drip
that's
tray?
It? Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, that's right. good looking.
That's
hey, look, it's got
quality.
A warranty.
It's
got a warranty, too.
Good.
All right, so technically, I will go through this.
Look.
I will soak the... hey, RJ?
Yes?
Can you
point
go
on this?
No, I'm not. I'm going to do it myself.
Look, it has 12 stitches
on
its lip.
You really want to see the fro grow.
I'd love to see that she had planted.
The amazing thing is they have his head textured, I guess, so the seeds will adhere.
Right.
So the way it is right now, it's how his hair
every
looks.
Every man likes strange. All right.
Kara, again, we discussed this weekend. It's funny you brought it up here, Mike.
Yes.
She thought it was racist.
I did initially.
And I don't know if she changed her tune because I kind of tuned her out after a while.
As always.
But she started saying, she's like, what? She was, why doesn't any other president have a chia pet? Why doesn't any other
Lincoln
president?
Does.
Yeah, but it's just of recent history. Why doesn't Bill Clinton have one? Why doesn't John F. Kennedy have one?
Yeah, that's
said,
true.
Because their hair doesn't grow that way.
Right.
And she said,
I'd seen at the drugstore.
Just stop talking.
I'd seen at the drugstore the chia Scooby Doo. Okay,
they've got the chia Lincoln, and they might have the chia. There were other.
There's a George Washington as well.
There's a George Washington chia. One. Are there any modern presidents?
I'm looking. I have not seen one yet.
Well, there you
go.
It's a Lincoln, Washington, and Obama.
But you can get the Obama chia pet for $19.95 at Amazon.
Oh, they're making a killing.
I thought it was a wonderful. Now the problem I had, I thought perhaps initially a little racist too, since the individual that gave it to me, you know, lives on like a mountaintop and is right of Attila the Hun.
Tasteless, not racist.
And he's more Republican than he is racist. Right. So it's the whole thing.
But is it tasteless? Is it any worse than buying a presidential collector dinner plate?
You know what?
Is it any worse than a presidential shot glass?
Can I tell you what I really do think?
Yeah,
I think it's funny.
I do too.
And I'm gonna put the goo on its head.
You do like
on
it.
On his head. But the fact is, yes, I think if you pull back all the yes, of course. This is, you know who's gonna laugh at this? This is made for white people to laugh about the fact that we have a black president and we're putting that this is goddamn racist. And anybody that tells you that it's not, it is lying through their teeth. Is it racist like a funny, inoffensive racial joke? I think so. Perhaps, if there are any racial jokes that can be inoffensive.
How many white households are growing these right now, or have grown them? And they don't just have it on display. They have like a pick inside the actual
right, right.
Yeah, like the Afro,
like Huggy Bear would have.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's the joke.
And how many? Seriously, how many guys down in Alabama are probably going, "Hey, Vern, come over, take a look at this." Look at that. That's the Obama.
How many dorm rooms have this set up?
Right.
Right?
At like Vanderbilt University.
Yeah. So here's
and
what we need to do,
like
Mike.
That. Look, I agree. At the same time, I love it. I love my chia Obama. I really do. Yeah. And you know what? I'm probably going to vote for Obama in 2012, too. Mm-hmm. I just think that, when you scrape it all away, you're being very quiet. I need your support here. You know, step up, man up. What do you really think?
I think it's a little bit racist. I don't think that's the intention. And when I say it's tasteless, I mean it's tasteless in the way that a chia pet is tasteless. Who wants that crap in their house?
Right.
You know what? It's not racist, then, if we keep the chia closely cropped.
Right. Right.
Make sure so it's not like a ridiculous afro. Let's just keep it nice and tight. A,
show some respect.
I'm not,
tight, high and tight.
Incidentally, I am not doing that, though. I mean, if we're going all day, I'm going Angela Davis on this chia pet if I can. That's what I want.
Then I don't see even how that
I want
be
Roberta
racist.
Flack
it's
back in the 70s.
Then it
chia.
Won't look like Obama at
and
all.
And by the way,
when
the plant matures, we will sell our chia fruit. At MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's an interesting novelty. It truly is.
It is indeed.
We'll see what happens with that. But
can we talk to them about having us made into chia people, Mark?
Oh, yes, we could do that.
How about a chia Mike?
Yeah, but you see, the problem is, though, Oscar's got kind of a point with the hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well, then
it's
Chia
not,
Buzz.
Chia Buzz would
Chia
be the
1978 Buzz.
Buzz would be the only one. Mm-hmm. Boy, I wonder how much. Do you think we could have a chia made?
I will definitely find out.
You know, here
it's
we
gotta
just
be a knockoff.
Here we were just talking about this before
slandering
the show,
it. Right? This
and
fits
there
right
we
in.
Are.
And the chia buzz wouldn't grow chia seeds.
Well, I bet it's a small fortune to license,
and not just on the head.
You know,
that's all I'm saying.
Because body.
You know somebody's got. Oh, gross! That's so disgusting. You know somebody's got the patent on this.
Yeah,
somebody's got. But that's encouraging. Made in China.
How about just a small nondescript head, and we put a sticker on the box that says Buzz? I mean, that looks as much like Buzz as it does Barack
that's,
Obama.
That's well, true.
We'll
that
investigate. True. We'll investigate
I,
that.
I couldn't find a chia pet Bill Clinton, but I did find the Bill Clinton corkscrew.
with the corkscrew.
Oh, great holiday gift.
And it's coming out of his groin area.
Why, see, why can't all gifts be tasteful?
There I like go. That. Slightly bent to the left.
So you're not offended. You're not offended by this.
Not any more than I am your standard chia pet. That's what I'm saying. It's just a dumb thing.
It's like
opinion.
A dumb right. joke you would hear. Right. It really. Exactly. It's like a dumb joke, but
sort of juvenile.
Fascinating.
At any point, did yes. you consider regifting it this Friday?
I did not.
You should
as
have.
Soon as soon as I received it,
you should
I thought about this show
sure.
and I thought about bringing it
it's
in
a good
here
topic.
And having the discussion about it because it seemed to me to be fascinating. And you know, who knew that it would have this big discussion on TMZ?
Yeah,
I never knew that would happen. Voting. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. How is everybody's Thanksgiving?
Excellent,
very nice.
The only person I'm really curious about is you because you threw yourself headfirst into the American transportation system and you went through the airport. And how did you find your experience?
Excellent. I want to finish this though with the oddest airline announcement I have ever heard, but it couldn't have been smoother. I was really surprised. Got to the airport.
You are the second person I've talked to that had
I understand. Mm-hmm. I heard that myself on your show this morning on 105.9 The Edge.
Yeah, Shamrock, our producer on that mm-hmm. show, went to L.A.
Right.
And
the sound of one what hand is your clapping.
Screen test?
Jesus Christ.
Let's just let that moment hang for a second.
So petty battles are the ones. They're the best.
They're the best ones. Got to Dulles International Airport, and it was a ghost town. Spoke to a lady who said, oh, you just missed the rush. So that was good news.
Hold on. I'm just getting by screen test. Okay, go ahead. So you went down.
Right. You went down to no Florida. Crowds, no lines, and disappointed when I got to security because no body screener and no pat down. It couldn't have been smoother. Sailed right through. Mm-hmm. Everything was on time. No weather issues, no mechanical issues. Flew on JetBlue, which is now absolutely my favorite airline.
That's a great airline.
Row 2. Couldn't have been nicer. Had a wonderful time at Thanksgiving. Great people, lots of laughs, great food, even though the
great
dinner,
sex.
Dinner was completely, yeah, a little bit of that too. Mm-hmm. Even though dinner was completely out of my hands, it was great. I couldn't have been happier with the results. A very relaxing time. Had some hot tub time, some pool time.
Hold it, hold it, sunbathing. Hold it, hold it.
No,
okay.
I was by myself.
Slow down,
in the hot
slow
tub.
Down, slow down. No, yeah. In the hot tub.
Just by myself.
Just I got by up
in
yourself?
The morning.
Just
got up in the
Buzz
morning.
And Snooki.
Did you fart in the hot tub?
I did not.
Did you pee in the hot tub?
I did not.
Yes, you
it
did.
Was someone else's hot tub. I, yeah, no, I wouldn't pee. Do that.
It was someone
no,
else's pee.
I wouldn't do that.
Was it your doctor's friend's hot tub?
No, it wasn't. I went to Florida. I went to see some friends in Florida.
No, I know you were. I didn't know you had a place in Florida.
It was weird. Not a lot of people wanted to get in the hot tub after all the hunks of stuffing came to the surface.
That's right.
And was this the
that's why I was alone.
Was this the famous reefer stuffing that you enjoyed?
No, it wasn't. There was none of that over the weekend.
Sure.
And no, it just couldn't have been nicer. I mean,
just
great folks, lots
just
of
just four people?
No, we were 10 of us at the table.
10
on
of
Thanksgiving.
You.
Yeah.
That's bigger than
absolutely.
I had.
So
I thought I was going to have one of the bigger groups.
A great relaxing time. Got to lay out, got some sun, got a little color. I was very happy.
Were all
that.
The people at the table seniors?
No.
Did you have dinner at
only,
two?
You know only he three. Hates that.
Only four of us were.
Okay.
Put it that way.
So you had a good time.
It's was it? Morrison's does a great job with the meal.
Morrison's cafeteria. Lime Jello. I got a question for you, Buzz.
Sure. Yes, Mike.
Did you have all older people at the table?
No.
Grown-ups?
Yeah.
Were there any children at all?
No children.
Okay, no children at all.
I heard a great line about that. I heard a guy say, I've child-proofed my house, but they keep showing up. I love that line.
And the whole group, of course. It
yeah, big laughs all around. Of course.
They all like that. All right.
An equally smooth flight coming back. Again, no body scans, no pat downs.
Was it weird being down in the hot weather to have the warm weather Thanksgiving?
It wasn't weird. I like it. And that's one of the reasons I think this may have been the best Thanksgiving in my adult life.
I like it too.
Oh, man. I loved laying around the pool on Thanksgiving Day and the day after.
I'm okay with the holidays and hot weather.
I don't have a problem
doesn't
with that.
Doesn't bother me a little bit. Not even the slightest.
Yuck.
Don't need the change of seasons. You don't like to do anything outdoors.
So it was pretty close to perfect. And again, same thing coming back, row 2 on
JetBlue. I have no
Jet
reply
Blue.
To that.
You'll drink like 16 Crown Royals, go out on your deck in a blizzard, stick your tongue out, let a snowflake land on your tongue, get back into the effing recliner.
That's life.
Circle of life.
Simply bliss.
Circle of life.
No, I wouldn't miss the season.
So you're coming back and it's smooth going
equally
through the airport.
Equally smooth as it was. Again, a little more crowded at Orlando. I still love the way they run things at the airport there. But again, no scanner, no pat down. A little disappointed. But, you know, again, perfect weather, flying back, no mechanical troubles. But the oddest airline announcement I've ever heard. First of all, this was a misbehaved crowd. I think JetBlue does it right. But the crowd, crowd, the people on the plane coming back, not so much. And remember, these are
when you say misbehaving flying. Crowd, what do you mean by that?
Well, there was one guy in the row in front of me, in row one, ahead of me, who every time the flight attendant said, ladies and gentlemen, return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts, that's when this guy would shoot up out of his seat and immediately start rifling through the overhead bins or go to the restroom or all of the above. Every time there was an announcement, this guy just
made it a point. And was the sound coming out of you at that point always like this?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Idiot. But here's the oddest announcement. Apparently, he wasn't the only one misbehaving because at one point, a flight attendant announced, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to request that if you use the lavatory to be sure and close the door and to please flush when you are finished.
That's nasty.
Well, they have a lot of rich food at Disney World.
I'm flying with pigs.
God, yeah. That's gross. Yeah, so. And were there a lot of families?
Yeah, a lot of families with kids. But it was fine.
Chet Brown.
It was fine.
Can you get the internet on JetBlue?
I don't know for sure. I didn't try.
So they actually reminded people to flush?
Yeah, so how bad is that?
That's nasty.
I've never heard that before on an
But airline. As far as TSA and all that crap, you made it back safe and sound?
Very nice, absolutely.
So everything was okay?
Yeah, it was perfect.
All right, well, I'm happy. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. And nobody threw up, right?
Nobody threw up.
That's the only thing that gets you to the front of the line. Otherwise, we'll cover Rob's Thanksgiving tomorrow.
I had a throw up. Not me.
Really? Oh, but you know what? You've got to save it. That's how we tease. Because tomorrow, Rob and Oscar's Thanksgivings and all over the bed.
Yes, I'll say that much.
Oh, my. All over the bed.
Yes.
Not you, was it?
No.
Oscar Santana's Thanksgiving in bed.
We'll come back with the audio vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We appreciate your support. I do want to remind everybody that it's the world tour, and we haven't laminated my world tour.
That's how I know
nobody cares about my world tour.
I'm waiting for you to really commit to it.
The Mike O'Mara International Tour.
It's still a little dodgy, Mike.
Listen, it is not dodgy, God damn it.
No.
Join me Sunday, December 26th. At 8 p.m., I'm going to be at Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York. Facebookers, let me know if you're coming. I want to get a head count.
Good.
Let's
I want to make sure we know who's coming.
Please let me know for the party favors.
Yes, for the favors, for the tiny favor, and, of course, for the sex afterwards.
That's right.
For drinks, wings, and RJ Diaz.
There you go.
Did you say you're coming to Toronto, too?
I might be, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Perfect trip for you then, too, Mike.
I'm looking for a
How
game
can I deny him?
The butler. Okay. Well, he's already there.
You know you'll be staying in separate hotels.
Well, I don't know that, but I'm not staying in your room.
Do not stay in my hotel.
Oh, yes.
You don't know what hotel I'm staying in.
Not yet.
God, don't creep me. You're starting to creep me.
He'll find out.
So that's where I'm going to be Sunday with my lovely bride. Carl and I will be there at Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York for drinks, wings, and Diaz. Then it's on to Toronto, Canada on Wednesday, December 29th at Wayne Gretzky's restaurant starting at 8 o'clock p.m. For details, visit our Facebook page and click the events tab at the top of the page.
Mike,
okay,
we've got 30 people on Facebook already saying that they're coming.
30 people coming to Anchor Bar?
Yeah, Anchor Bar. Cool.
How
Facebook
many people coming to
full
Toronto?
Of liars.
I'll take a look.
I will cancel the Toronto appearance if I don't get 10.
Nah.
Wow. But RJ still has to go.
Give him
I'm definitely going to do the. I'll be at Gretzky's, although somebody forwarded me a bar that looks so much more fun.
Well, you can hit a second
Gretzky's?
One.
Yeah.
Go to both.
Both places are being kind of, aren't they? Wouldn't it be safe to say they're both being kind of,
No, I don't think so.
It's not like they're going, come in, here's a discount for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, Gretzky's is being very friendly. It's just we need to know numbers so that we can tell them how many are coming and then they can do something
for us. Let me know about the international tour. It's December 26th and 29th. Let me know if you're coming. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Amazon Cyber Monday. Hey. Go through our website, do all your holiday shopping at Amazon, and get it right to its destination. Gift wrapped, no less. Everything imaginable and gift certificates if you're not sure what to get.
Yeah.
Amazon has hassle-free one-click purchasing. Use the search tool at the bottom of our homepage. Support the show and shop through us at Amazon. Please go through our webpage. And then when you get to Amazon, you'll see their hourly deals they have.
Yep.
Where they call them lightning deals. Mm-hmm. And they've got those on there today. So go through our website. Check out their lightning deals for Cyber Monday.
You can even type a gift certificate in that search bar, and that
very
works
cool.
too.
Cool. Very, very cool website.
Mike, we lost one of the great ones.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
And this one hit me a little more than I thought it would.
Love this guy.
Police Squad.
Love the show.
In color.
Six episodes. That's it. Wow. Every one of them perfect.
Right.
Police Squad. And I had forgotten about it, as I shouldn't have, though. He was actually the straight actor. He was the captain of the Poseidon Adventure. And it's funny to watch.
That was his last
serious role.
Serious role that he did.
And I think Forbidden Planet was the one he's most often not mentioned for. But it's hard to watch Poseidon Adventure anyway. Mm-hmm. But when you watch it, and he's being the captain, doing the same read that he does in Airplane, it's very, very funny.
And his career, of course, took off. Mm-hmm. He had a fine
acting
career. He had an adequate career leading up to that, but what he really took off is with the Airplane movie.
Comedy. Exactly. Yeah. And they put him in this, this show, Police Squad, that would eventually become the Police Squad movies.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite scene he ever did. I think it's the first scene of the first episode, and the writing is fantastic, made better by his acting.
Yep.
My name is Sergeant Frank Drebin, Detective Lieutenant Police Squad, a special detail of the police department. There'd been a recent wave of gorgeous fashion models found naked and unconscious in laundromats on the west side. Unfortunately, I was assigned to investigate holdups at neighborhood credit unions. I was across town doing my laundry when I heard the call on the double killing. It took me 20 minutes to get there. My boss was already on the scene.
Attempted holdup, Frank. Cash is the only
one. Hold on a second. Is that kind of doughy?
Yeah, yes. Alan North.
Yeah.
That's right, Frank.
He's great.
I mean, just was a perfect foil for Leslie.
Maybe more as the others.
They could be, but this one has an interesting wrinkle. The gunman twice is a good family man with no prior record.
I'm Captain Frank Drebin. I understand you had a pretty rough time.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Cigarette?
Yes, I know.
Do you feel up to any questions?
I'll try.
Where were you when all this happened?
I was right here at my desk working.
And when was the first time you noticed something was wrong?
Well, when I first heard the shot, and as I turned, Jim fell.
He's a teller, Frank.
But Jim Fell's a teller?
No, Jim Johnson.
Who's Jim Fell?
Well, he's the auditor, Frank.
He had the flu, so Jim filled in.
Phil who?
Phil did, and he's the night watchman, Frank.
If only Phil had been here.
All right, now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Twice came in and shot the teller and Jim fell.
No, he only shot the teller, Jim Johnson. Fell is ill.
Okay, then after he shot the teller, you shot twice.
No, I only shot once.
Twice is the holdup man.
Then I guess I did shoot twice.
Well, so now you're changing your story.
No, I shot twice after Jim fell.
You shot twice and Jim fell?
No, Jim fell first and then I shot twice once.
Well, who fired twice?
Once.
Yeah, he's the owner of the tire company, Frank.
Okay. Once is the owner of the tire company, and he fired twice. Then twice shot the teller once.
Twice.
And Jim fell, and then you fired twice.
Once.
Okay. All right, that'll be all for now, Miss Decker. You've been very helpful. We think we know how he did it.
Oh, how he couldn't have done it. He hasn't been in for weeks.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And we'd not be doing our job if we didn't play some of the great single lines from Airplane.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. Tell the captain I must speak to him.
Certainly.
Captain, how soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me. I'm a doctor.
No, I mean, I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
No. I mean, we can't land for another 2 hours.
What was it we had for dinner tonight?
Well, we had a choice, steak, fish.
Yes, I remember I had lasagna. How about dinner? I know this little out-of-the-way place that serves great Viking food.
That's quite a tempting offer, Lieutenant. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to get my rest this evening, tomorrow being Arbor Day and all.
Of course. Well, perhaps some other time.
Arbor Day. How about a rain check?
Well, let's just stick to dinner.
It's an entirely different kind of flying, altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
I don't want any more trouble like you had last year on the south side. Understand? That's my policy.
Yes, well, when I see five weirdos dressed in togas stabbing a guy in the middle of the park in full view of 100 people, I shoot the bastards. That's my policy.
That was a Shakespeare in the Park production of Julius Caesar, you moron.
I'm a very lucky woman.
So am I.
That's good. That's it. We got all we have time for. That's good.
Tomorrow we'll do the otter attack then.
Oh, very good. That's good, Rob. Good job with Leslie Nielsen. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Buzz and News right after this.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you.
Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Time to get Buzzy in here, fresh back from Florida, and let's see what we got going on with news.
I really enjoyed it. Why the George Harrison theme today?
9 years ago today, we lost George Harrison.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
2001.
Also a mess.
Had very a chance sad. To interview him briefly, albeit very, very
so
briefly.
So jealous.
A drop-in that we used for years and years on the old Don and Mike show, which was, hello, this is George Harrison, play some of me music and maybe I'll listen to you.
You met a Beatle. You know, not many people get to say that. No, you met a Beatle.
Well, if you meet Ringo, is it that big a deal? But I mean, George Harrison was
I said a Beatle, Mike.
it was a big deal. And also, I wanted to ask show historian.
Yeah.
On the old show, did we ever interview Leslie Nielsen? I think we got him one time.
I think he had a phoner with him.
Yeah, I think we did a phoner with Leslie
Nielsen.
And it
was when he was promoting the first Naked Gun, long
time
ago.
That's when you know you're an old fart in broadcasting where you don't remember the interviews that you've done. Right. So, yeah, that was very cool meeting George Harrison. I forgot that he passed away.
Well, the news is brought to you today by Smart Smoke. Smart Smoke is the cigarette replacement that costs up to 80% less with no tar, smoke, or odor because nothing's burning. Totally satisfying. It comes with a lifetime warranty. I used mine on the plane. I used mine sitting in the airport.
That's cool to use it on a plane.
Buzz pretended it was 1950.
Click the Smart Smoke banner on our webpage, and I liked it. And there, find kits that normally cost $140 or more for just $64.95, a crazy deal just for our listeners. No code needed. Smart Smoke makes a great holiday gift.
Did anybody give you the hairy eyebrow when you were smoking
that
cigarette?
Nobody batted an eye.
No,
and
they were all drinking.
See, that
it
to
was
me
jet
would be...
blue.
The whole reason I would want to do that would be to take a really big pull on it and then just be next to somebody who would get all pissed off.
Yeah,
but it's pretty discreet. I mean, even with a big pull on it, you don't let go of a lot of vapor and it disseminates quickly, so you really don't see it. Nobody smells
it. The last time I was on a plane, I let go with a lot of vapor.
But that's another story.
Ronick, just look at that.
That's a big pull. Well, nobody
if you did that and nobody knew what you were doing, that would be smoke.
But look how quickly it disappeared.
Right.
It's water vapor.
Especially if you have that fan going up top.
Right. Buzz, I'm trying to sell Smart Smokes to the people that would enjoy the fact that they would make people uncomfortable. Yes. Do you understand? When I got this thing, one of the first things I did was go into Barnes & Noble and just take a big pull on it and go, and just see the lady give me the look, and I'm like,
So you have gotten the evil eye.
Oh, yes.
That. Yeah, but then...
It's fun if you get the evil eye.
She got over it, right?
I like that, you know, especially on an airplane.
The evilest eye came at the fireworks factory, though.
Yes, that was very... Yeah. They didn't like that at all.
Maybe I shouldn't
have done it.
No sense of humor
Mike at the Black Cat store.
Right.
Corporate profits, corporate profits have never been higher, but the jobs we lost over the last 2 years are not coming back. That's the upshot of a new report from the Federal Reserve, which says unemployment will stay at 9% next year and for years to come. The stimulus program helped a little, but its efforts and effects are fading. There's not much chance there'll be another.
Well, that's you know what that is to me? That's another administration coming in. That is death for the president as far as politically is concerned, because you will have, in my humble opinion, if you do not generate any more jobs and it's at 8.5%, you're probably going to have another president.
But if we can hold it at 9%, that means we don't get fired.
But there's only so much. I think there's only so much you can do if corporate profits are up as much as I'm about to tell you they are, and they're still not hiring. It means times have changed, and I don't know that there's anything any government agency or house could do to change that. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to see their unemployment benefits run out this week. Hundreds of thousands, probably never to be renewed. Corporate profits, meanwhile, are up 28%. That is an all-time record. Corporate profits up 28%. No more jobs. Unemployment running out. I say it's pitchforks and torches time.
They're actually sitting on their money and they're not doing anything. They're sitting on it and they are letting it gain interest and they are not reinvesting it into the economy because they're afraid.
It's very clear. It's a bit of both. I would say it's a little bit, it's 50-50. They're afraid, but there's a lot of greed involved as well.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And the reason being is that, and I've seen this in just through my circle of friends in the corporate America, where you've had one job, but now you have three jobs because they laid off two other people.
Right.
And either you take that responsibility with the same paycheck you had before, or you walk and someone else will take that responsibility on. Mm-hmm. So the reality is that now that things are leveling off for these companies, what would you do? It's your budget, Mike. You're sitting here and we're doing the show and say Rob and Buzz and Mark Dye and just you and I Are we going to go out of way to hire somebody else if we're still pulling in the same dollars?
No. If you're getting the job done and you're getting it done, you're going to keep things the way they are.
Now you're scary.
But you will, just... but you also have to consider expansion is one of the keys.
That's when you would have to reinvest.
The best example is when my restaurant, before it failed, was doing the best it did. I knocked down a wall and went one room over.
You
and
reinvested.
Expanded. Yeah. I put it back into. In fact, maybe you might say my business model was flawed in that I put too much money back into
that
it. And then when
too.
The tough times came, it was a very quick decision. Whether I would have survived without doing that, who knows? But at some point, it would seem to me, you want to get those profits to bring in more money. And the only way you do that is by... expansion. You have
to reinvest.
Because did you say, were you the one that said leveled off, that it levels off? It levels off at a certain point.
Eventually it levels off.
It eventually levels off, and you're not going to be able to increase your profits by just, you've already unloaded the people that you've unloaded. You have to think about expanding. And really, that's the model. I would hope that would happen.
I have a question about Oscar's scenario that he laid out. I think it's pretty obvious how Buzz and I died, but how did Mark die?
A freak dreidel accident.
Oh, yeah. The worst.
Freakish.
Well, having solved all of our other problems, the government is going after street signs.
Oh, no.
A new order from the Federal Highway Administration telling local governments, no matter how big or small, to replace many, if not all, of their street signs.
Good.
The new signs would use 6-inch high letters instead of 4, and all signs using all caps would have to be replaced with mixed case lettering.
I was noticing a street sign today, or actually a road sign, highway sign on 66, which is like for coming up to the Beltway. Mm-hmm. And it's ratty. It's like it lost all of its glow-in-the-dark nature. You know what I mean?
That's part of this new order. All lettering now on street signs will have to be reflective, so it can all be red
in the
dark. Yeah,
it's like these signs suck.
Yeah.
The new rules
one of the worst areas
were written during the Bush administration, and although it could produce some jobs in the sign industry, it could also bankrupt some small towns.
Since they're doing this, shouldn't they also make them Braille?
They're big ones.
Well, they're going to have to make lower
if they
gotta
lower them.
They have to get a ladder.
Pull over right here.
The teenager accused of plotting the teenager.
What done that time to? I don't know why I made him deaf. I'm so sorry.
You know, it's bad enough when a blind person drives, but if you're blind and deaf, stay off the road.
Yeah.
For Christ's
what
sake.
What does the yellow light mean?
Slow down.
What? Does all right. Sorry.
The teenager accused of plotting to blow up Americans in Portland, Oregon's tree lighting ceremony. He's in court today. 19-year-old Muhammad Osman Muhammad was arrested when he thought he was triggering a car bomb in the town square.
My least favorite Osman.
He had been set up by federal agents working undercover, but his intentions appeared to be clear. Muhammad said his parents tried to dissuade his radical beliefs, and often tips on radicals in the U.S. come from citizens who are Muslim. But over the weekend, someone torched the mosque he attended. The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of whoever's responsible for that.
The people that did that, in my humble opinion, I don't care what the deal is. I don't care if there's a subgroup within that mosque that might be radical. You do that, you are just as bad as what that guy did. It is the same thing. It really is to me. As far as that guy, you want to be radicalized? Okay, how about for Christmas, we tie all those explosives, make them real, and we light you on fire for Christmas? Wouldn't that be fun and blow you up?
Can Al Roker host it?
Isn't that weird? See the way I did that.
I did.
On one hand, I'm really, really liberal. On the other hand, I'm really, really conservative.
You're hard to predict. Sign of a hard drinker.
Yeah, there you go. Keep them guessing.
WikiLeaks has done it again. This time, releasing diplomatic cables that reveal U.S. officials' true feelings about our allies and confirming that our diplomats do double as spies. The cables show our officials sharply criticizing other world leaders and collecting everything from intel to DNA on officials from other countries. For you streamers.
Mike playing to camera.
A little Obama Chia action for you.
That's going to look so good when he has his hair, his Chia hair.
There it is.
The latest leaks, presumably from an Army intelligence officer at the Pentagon, could damage U.S. relations with even our closest allies, including Britain. But U.S. newspapers say they published the documents in the interest of the public's right to know.
These are the guys you got to kick their ass. You got to kick their door in.
Who?
And these wiki leakers, these people that leak this crap.
Or should we kick the ass of the Army intelligence officer who gave the documents to WikiLeaks?
All of them. Kick all their asses.
That's right.
But, I mean, you don't. You're jeopardizing lives here. You're compromising intelligence officers. This is dangerous stuff. You got to nip it. You got to nip it in the bud.
All right.
You got to break some hands. You know what? You got to go casino on their ass.
That'll be good. Like you do in Black Ops.
It's like you say, listen, hi, what hand? What hand do you leak that information with? Right or the left?
Right.
The left? Bam. Okay. Next time we'll break the right one. All right?
Casino them.
You got two choices. You either leak the information and walk out of here. How did it work?
No.
Yeah, you got two choices. You can have the money. What is it?
You either shut up and you walk out of here.
You either shut up and walk out of here. No. What is it?
I forget.
You got two choices.
We'll edit this out.
Or you take the money and you can't walk or something.
You can have the money and the hammer. You can have the money and the hammer, or you don't get the hammer and walk out of here. I'm sorry.
We'll have this on tomorrow's show.
I've messed up casino, you know.
And finally, Christy Hammonds and Michael Setzer are on probation and have to do community service. But the Domino's Pizza place they used to work for in North Carolina did not survive. It's closed for good after a YouTube video posted by Hammonds and Setzer showing them doing gross things to the food.
Oh, God, that's nasty.
These are not teenagers. Both Christy, you probably saw this on the news last year. Both Christy and Michael are in their early 30s. Right. The video showed
overachievers.
The video showed him putting cheese up his nose before putting it on a sandwich.
That's funny.
Passing gas on a piece of salami and sneezing on some cheese sticks before topping them with cheese. Quoting the judge who suspended their sentences, the scary thing is this goes on in other places you don't know about.
Ew.
And it makes you wonder what you're getting.
All right, what was their name?
Hammonds and Setzer were the last name.
Setzer!
There he is now. I'm Buzz Burbeck of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Mangrates. He doesn't want the usual boring stuff.
No.
He wants something molded from 100% American-made cast iron.
Right.
You should feel these things. You should feel the heft of these things.
Heavy.
You put these on your grill, and you're getting the real deal, my friend.
Real iron.
Mangrates. This is a grill enhancement system. And incidentally, anytime you hear that word enhancement, it's got to be good.
Listen
it
up,
starts
guys.
At $19.99 plus shipping and handling, and it comes with the best grill brush ever. I mean ever. Any other grill brush? Forget about it. Use this one.
Seriously.
Now available in quantities from 1 to 4. Mangrates. Click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com and check out their ad on Cyber Monday. You will not be disappointed.
Thank you, Mike.
You're more than welcome. That's it. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We depend on your support through advertisers, as well as merchandise, bonus hours, raw VIP packages. For ad information, call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know. door.